I'm with Professor Ken Board of the Llanelli Grammar School All Boys Association. Professor Board, just tell us a little bit about the association and kind of what it does, what it's meant to do.
Well, the association are the old boys of the grammar school. We go back many years. The school was founded well over 100 years ago. And as we speak now, there are something around 500 to 700 old boys scattered around the world. And the association very much wants to keep in touch with these and build a membership among them. And it's all about our memories of the school and what people have achieved since they left the school. And I think one of the major steps forward we've done in the recent days is to have our new website developed. And on there, we are gathering various pieces of information about the past. One particular piece of interest is, and we've just been there today, commemorating the Second World War and those who died in the war. And we have something around 50 to 60 old boys from the school who did perish, regrettably, in the Second World War, and a similar number in the First World War. And we have plaques commemorating them. And it's all about recalling those things. And in addition, there may be old boys from the school, and you may see some of those later, who don't know about the association, and they may well like to join us and share memories of the past, and just gathering that sort of information about, you know, what the old boys have achieved.
And you do a lot of work, you support a lot of organisations and charities particularly.
Yes, we do. One of our main ambitions is to support people from Llanelli who have fallen on hard times, maybe old boys who also need help in some way or another, not just financially, but just through friendship and having associations with them. And we also want to give some kind of continuity, because the school finished in 1976, and so the group of old boys as such are diminishing in number. So we also have an association with the GRAIG, which was the successor school, and we want to give some kind of refreshment to the organisation through continuity through the GRAIG. Mm. And today that school, our old school down in Pwll in Llanelli, relatively small, but today that is now a 5-campus college across 2 or 3 counties, large numbers, 10,000 students attending them. So it's a huge change from what it was then to what it is today.
And
having continuity with the current numbers is also an ambition we have.
And on that site you have a wall of remembrance as well for the fallen.
Within the old school, we call it the old school. For me, the old school, I joined the school in 1952. Mm. The old school was the one up in the Biggin area. But the old school in Pwll was known then as the new school. But that school, now we have links with the principal there. And we have 2 plaques if you like, name those who were deceased in the both World Wars. And they're up there, and the school, every 11th of November, they have a service commemorating those who have fallen.
How important do you see the archives that you're creating and establishing for the next generation and the children, the grandchildren of these former pupils?
One of the greatest regrets that most grandparents have is that when somebody gets old enough to want to talk to their grandparents and parents about what they know and so on, they've sadly passed away by then. And so when they're young and their grandparents are there, they're not interested in talking to them. So having an archive which establishes those memories is a great thing for young people today, who when they get older will gain an interest in what happened to their grandparents, etc., and they can then have something to look at.
You were 11 going on 12, I guess, entering the grammar school. Your cap, your badge, your tie, very proud, I guess.
Oh,
your
yes.
Parents very proud for you to have passed the 11 plus to go there. We've seen a demise in grammar schools across the UK. Are you still for grammar schools? Do you think they have a role to play?
It's an interesting question, that, because one of the benefits of the grammar school is that it gave a focus to those who are natural talents from all walks of life. people who didn't necessarily have much money in the family, etc. And they were given an opportunity to come forward, and that's the plus. But it also left others who were, if you like, who may have failed the 11 plus, and then that was, in my day, a kind of a stigma that people I know today who always remember the fact they failed the grammar school. But one of the strengths of our system is that there are many routes forward. For example, I left the grammar school before doing any A-levels, and I just wanted to be an electrician, and I went off in different directions and went to tech and so on, and then I was able to find a way forward into academia in a by a different route. So one of the strengths is that there are ways forward. Mm. So failure, for me, is not so much something to be denigrated and thought ill of, but it is a learning process, and if you fail, you learn from it and you move forward.
It was an all-boys school as well, and that presents something different, same as the secondary boys' modern schools. All boys, girls were on the other side of the wall or miles away in another school. Do you find that strange? It was just that part and parcel of being in school, that girls were something that were a foreign object, really.
Well, it was not a thought that I had when I was at school. It just didn't occur to me. The girls' grammar school was a half a mile away, I believe, in Llanelli. One of the difficulties of having the mixed school, in my view, and this is just a personal opinion, is that in those early years, girls are often outperform the boys, and that often gives the boys feeling, well, oh, they're better than me, and they kind of drop out and they fail to compete, and so it could have a negative effect on the boys. Later on they catch up and they do what they do, but in those early years they can often outperform the boys, and that would affect their ego, if you like. Mm. So I enjoyed being in a single, a boys' school.
And the discipline, I guess, these were masters who had come back from the First, Second World War. They'd served. These were strict men. They were fair men, probably, but authoritarian, very strict men.
That's right. And I think that in my day, that corporal punishment was quite a big thing in the school. It was like the norm. Mm. And if you didn't do things, you got caned for it. One of my abiding memories, though, is the headmaster, T.V. Shaw. When I went to the school, he was the headmaster and was there for a number of years before he left and retired. And the thing about Mr. Shaw was that everybody loved him. He was almost venerated by just about everybody. And every single master in the school would cane, some of them with slippers, others with canes, etc. But T.V. Shaw never caned anyone. He didn't have to, except for one occasion when in the old school in Pooth, there was a copse of trees some half a mile away from the school, and during a playtime, three boys were into that copse smoking, and they were caught. And they were publicly caned by Mr. Shaw in assembly, and that was such an outstanding event in everybody's mind, because he had never caned, to my knowledge, before or after. That was the one time he did.
There are people that might be watching this now or discover it really on the website. There are pupils who've gone to, I guess, four corners of the globe and are doing all sorts of wonderful things. The achievement list, the academic and the workplace achievements, how do they rank? Would you say, looking back at that the school achieved quite a lot throughout the world?
I always remember an event maybe 15, 20 years ago that was held in Llanelli, and it was organised by a professor from Cardiff University. And he had, from the old school, I believe the number was between 15 and 20 professors from all over who had been at the grammar school. And I remember somebody talking to me. I didn't have a chair at that time, but I was along there. Michael Howard attended that event. I remember that. And Denzel, who was an MP for Llanelli, was there. And somebody said to me, I cannot believe the extent to which your school has produced, what have you got that we don't have? It was exceptional to have that number of people congregated together. And that was just a small snapshot, because apart from that, for example, I have a cousin who lives in Vancouver, who was at the school. And there was somebody we discovered who was also from Vancouver. These two people from Vancouver, from the school, didn't even know about each other, and they were put in touch. Mm. And, you know, we have old boys all over the world.
So for you, then, the association is something that it gels, it bonds these generations together, and looking forward, you know, to the future for the association. What's your hope, given that, as you say there, the old boys are filtering out now? What's your hope?
My main ambition for the organisation is that we, together and individually perhaps, put something back into Llanelli for what they gave us. We were often, families and parents would have struggled to have their children go to the school, and we weren't, in as young boys in school, wouldn't have been particularly aware of that, but they sacrificed. They didn't have the opportunities we had, but they worked hard to give us those opportunities and to put something back in some way or another, maybe by helping the armed forces, the boys who may be fallen on hard times, having been in the army, having been injured and so on, or if it's children with disadvantaged elements in their life, you know, illnesses and so on. If we can help in any way to put something back into the town, is my big ambition.
Mr. Board, thank you very much for speaking to us.